Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This five-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings, and welcome to the DDP. Did a little Hebrew work yesterday, and from the 10th chapter of Isaiah, so go back and listen to the definitions there of shaman and shaman, as used in Isaiah 10:27, which is the source text for one of the most popular statements about the anointing in the entire Bible that's never actually repeated in the New Testament, and that is that the anointing will break the yoke. Well, it's not really the word anointing there in the Hebrew as much as it is the word fat. It's the fatness shall break the yoke. What does that mean? And I believe that it is not taking anything away from the power of the anointing, because whenever you become secure and at rest in who you are in Christ, and you begin to allow the Holy Spirit to do what He wants to do in your life, you grow to a place of spiritual prosperity. And in the Hebrew terminology, you grow fat. You grow fat, not in a bad way. We always think of it negatively. You grow fat with prosperity, fat with blessing. And imagine an ox getting so fat that he breaks the yoke off of his neck, so blessed that he breaks the bondages. When Jesus said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he hath anointed me," if you want to get a better understanding of what Jesus meant, take that definition from Hebrews 10, or Isaiah 10, rather, and apply it to Luke 4, where Jesus said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me." Think about it in terms that the Holy Spirit, and the word used there for anointing in Luke 4 is not fat. It is the word anointing. But I don't think there's anything that is contradictory in the two. I'm trying to find the right word. Jesus is so secure in his place and his position that the Holy Spirit has smeared him. The word anointing in the Greek is really closer to the word smeared. The Holy Spirit has smeared him over so that he is so prosperous that when you encounter him, he is breaking out yokes everywhere he goes. I like to imagine that Jesus could confront whatever situation was placed in front of him, and he so overwhelmed the situation that things had to break forth. One of the prophecies from Jeremiah was that when the Messiah came, that the deserts would break forth and bloom. It's as if when Jesus enters a place of barrenness, springs forth with life. He could not help it because he's the light of the world and he's the life of the world. So when his light penetrated darkness, he changed the darkness. The darkness could not swallow up his light. He was always in the process of transforming the moment. That is why people wanted to be in the presence of Jesus, because it wasn't just that Jesus made them believe in themselves. That's silly. That's more of a secular idea. Jesus didn't make you believe in yourself. Jesus caused you to believe in him. It wasn't about having faith in oneself or faith in one's ability. It was about, wow, I have met the man who causes us to spring forth, who brings out life. So the Spirit of the Lord upon Jesus anointing him was like Isaiah 10. It prospered him to the place that all yokes are broken when you have the anointing of the Spirit, when the Holy Spirit is allowed to take the place of rest in your life where you are confident and secure in who you are so prospered spiritually as to be able to break off those yokes. I'll talk a little bit about the yoke within context tomorrow, and I'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.